Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today, we're very pleased to present the first of a two-part program devoted to the complete performance in concert of Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, performed by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, and featuring three members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company, we'll introduce you to a little later. Duke Ellington's Shakespearean Suite was presented for the first time in April of 1957, the night before Duke Ellington turned 58 years old. We'll hear more about the suite in just a moment, but we'll begin the broadcast as the concert began with a piece by one of Duke Ellington's contemporaries. This is a Benny Carter composition, Paseo Promenade, from the Kansas City Suite.
Bye.
The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra beginning this concert from the Kirkland Performance Center, recorded last month with a piece by Benny Carter titled Paseo Promenade from the Kansas City Suite. Now we'll hear music from Duke Ellington and the complete 12-movement suite composed by Duke Ellington on commission from the Stratford, Ontario Shakespeare Festival. He received the commission in 1956. The work premiered in 1957. Irving Townsend, in his notes which accompanied the original LP recording, wrote, "One of the many surprising things about a suite by Duke Ellington based upon Shakespeare is that the news of this ambitious undertaking has not really surprised anybody. So seasoned are Ellington admirers to his talent, so prepared are they for the unexpected, that the announcements of his suite were greeted with enthusiasm, curiosity, and impatience, but seldom with surprise. It is, of course, idle to speculate upon what might have happened if Ellington and Shakespeare had been contemporaries, but there is no doubt that Duke, who calls himself an amateur playwright, is a very professional showman. And there is also no doubt that the bard had rhythm in his soul. The artistic meeting of two great creative men has achieved the results we all hoped for, a new major work by Duke Ellington." Irving Townsend's prelude to the recording from 1957. There are 12 movements, and most of them describe Shakespearean characters. Some are drawn from famous speeches, and at least one was based on a sonnet. This performance of Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, the Shakespeare Suite, is not only by the orchestra performing Ellington's music, but by three actors drawn from the Seattle Shakespeare Company, who will read appropriate passages just before each section, and I'll identify the section just before it's played. The three actors you'll meet in order, reading from left to right, Hannah Lass, Dara Kinnan, and George Mount. First, here's Hannah Lass.
I was with Hercules and Cadmus once, when in a wood of Crete they bayed the bear with hounds of Sparta. Never did I hear such gallant chiding, for besides the groves, the skies, the fountains, every region near seemed all one mutual cry. I never heard so musical a discord, such sweet thunder.
My hounds are bred out of the Spartan kind, slow in pursuit, but matched in mouth like bells, each under each. A cry more tunable was never hollowed to, nor cheered with horn in Crete, in Sparta, nor in Thessaly. Judge when you hear. But, soft, what nymphs are these?
My lord, this is my daughter here asleep, and this Lysander, this Demetrius is, and this Helena, old Netter's Helena. I wonder of their being here together.
No doubt they rose up early to observe the rite of May, and hearing our intent, came here in grace of our solemnity. But speak, Aegeus, is not this the day that Hermia should give answer of her choice?
It is, my lord.
Go, bid the huntsmen wake them with their horns.
Hit it, Mike.
Such Sweet Thunder.
Thank you. That's Tom Marriott on the trumpet. Tom Marriott. Nathan Vedder on the trombone. Nathan Vedder. And again, Randy Halberstadt on the piano. Randy Halberstadt. The beauty of Shakespeare's poetry is not unlike great music, great live music. Each evokes emotion and imagery that stimulates the imagination. It takes our thoughts to other worlds. Here is a speech from Shakespeare that asks you, our audience, to do just that. Use your imaginations and suspend your disbelief while the actors use the words of the playwright to tell a story. It comes from Shakespeare's Henry V and will lead us appropriately into Ellington's tribute to Henry that tonight features David Marriott on trombone. Sank, of course, being French for five, this piece is appropriately titled Hank Sank. Monsieur.
Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. A kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Then should the warlike Harry, like himself, assume the port of Mars, and at his heels, leashed in like hounds, should famine, sword, and fire crouch for employment. But, pardon, gentles all, the flat, unraised spirits that have dared on this unworthy scaffold to bring forth so great an object. Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France? Or may we cram within this wooden O the very casks that did affright the air at Agincourt? Oh, pardon. Since a crooked figure may attest in little place a million, and let us, ciphers to this great account, on your imaginary forces work. For 'tis your thoughts that now must deck our kings, carry them here and there, jumping o'er time, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass. For the which supply, admit me, chorus, to this history, who prologue-like your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge as they play.
Sonnet to Hank Sank. Thank you.
Trombone. Alex Dugdale on baritone saxophone. Randy Halberstadt on piano.
So many of the subjects of Shakespeare's great tragedies are the rulers, the powerful, the influence makers, and it's arguable that the subject of this next Duke Ellington portrait has probably had the most influence of any of the Shakespearean tragic characters. Because of this person, we have terms like czar and Kaiser. And so as a prelude to Duke's sonnet for Caesar, we have this scene from Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar. It takes place on the morning of March 15th, the fateful Ides of March, with Caesar and his wife Calpurnia.
What mean you, Caesar? Think you to walk forth? You shall not stir out of your house today.
Caesar shall forth. The things that threaten me ne'er looked but on my back. When they shall see the face of Caesar, they are vanished.
Caesar, I never stood on ceremonies, yet now they fright me. There is one within recounts most horrid sights seen by the watch. A lioness hath whelped in the streets, and graves have yawned and yielded up their dead. Horses did neigh, and dying men did groan, and ghosts did shriek and squeal about the streets. O Caesar, these things are beyond all use, and I do fear them.
What can be avoided, whose end is purposed by the mighty gods? Yet Caesar shall go forth, for these predictions are to the world in general as to Caesar.
When beggars die, there are no comets seen. The heavens themselves blaze forth the death of princes.
Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. Of all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come.
Sonnet for Caesar.
Thank you.
Travis Randy. Now, in tribute to Shakespeare's masterpiece, Macbeth, Hannah will introduce us to Lady Macbeth, followed by Duke Ellington's Lady Mac with Jay Thomas on trumpet.
The raven himself is hoarse, the croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan under my battlements. Come, you spirits that tend on mortal thoughts, unsex me here and fill me from the crown to the toe topful of direst cruelty. Make thick my blood, stop up the access and passage to remorse, that no compunctious visitings of nature shake my fell purpose, nor keep peace between defect and it. Come to my woman's breasts, and take my milk for gall, you murdering ministers, wherever in your sightless substances you wait on nature's mischief. Come, thick night, and pall thee in the dunnest smoke of hell, that my keen knife see not the wound it makes, nor heaven peep through the blanket of the dark to cry, hold, hold.
Lady Mac.
Jay Thomas on the trumpet, Jay Thomas, and Toby Stone on the alto saxophone. Toby Stone.
Wherefore was that cry?
The queen, my lord, is dead.
She should have died hereafter. There would have been a time for such a word. Tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts, frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
We're going to continue our exploration of Shakespeare's Macbeth as we go into Duke's Telecasters, that last speech, the great rumination on life and death, also from Macbeth. I don't even know why I keep saying that word over and over again. I really, where we come from, it's bad luck to say the title of that play, because it supposedly is cursed. And one of the theories that people have that superstition is that the incantations and the spells in the play are actual spells and incantations, and they evoke black magic when doing the play. So we've already condemned ourselves up here. So we're going to get you guys on the hook as well for a little black magic. We're going to do a little incantation, and I want you all to participate when I point to you. And I think you'll probably recognize the lines, but I'll give you a little warm-up to it. It goes, double, double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, and cauldron bubble. Can you do that?
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, and cauldron bubble.
So when I point to you, you get in there and you get yourselves all hexed as well. Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails throw. Toad that under cold stone days and nights has 31 sweltered venom sleeping got, boil thou first in the charmed pot.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, and cauldron bubble.
Fillet of a fenny snake, in the cauldron boil and bake, eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blind worm's sting, lizard's leg and owlet's wing, for a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth, boil and bubble.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, and cauldron bubble.
Scale of dragon, tooth of wolf, witch's mummy, maw and gulf of the ravened salt sea shark, root of hemlock digged in the dark, finger of birth-strangled babe, ditch delivered by a drab. Make the gruel thick and slab, and thereto a tiger's chaudron for the ingredients of our cauldron.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, and cauldron bubble.
Cool it with a baboon's blood. Then the charm is firm and good.
Duke Ellington took musical license in the Telecasters. We took the liberty, he said, of combining characters from two plays. It seems that the three witches and Iago had something in common in that they all had something to say, so we call them the Telecasters. The three girls are played here by three trombones. Iago is the baritone sax. And just to emphasize the loquacity, there are a few moments of very pregnant silence.
Alex Dugdale on baritone saxophone. Now, a speech that needs no introduction at all. It will be followed by Ellington's Madness of the Great One.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. And there's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, or the patient, the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin. Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have and fly to others that we know not of. Thus, conscience does make cowards of us all. And thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pitch and monument with this regard, their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
Duke Ellington's portrait of Hamlet, titled Madness in Great Ones.
Thank you.
Andy Omdahl. Andy Omdahl.
And now a piece that evokes a scene from the Nile River with a barge, an exotic queen, and an ostrich feather.
The barge she sat in, like a burnished throne, burned on the water. The poop was beaten gold, purple the sails, and so perfumed that the winds were lovesick with them. The oars were silver, which to the tune of flutes kept stroke and made the water which they beat to follow faster as amorous of their strokes. For her own person, it beggared all description. She did lie in her pavilion, cloth of gold of tissue, or picturing that Venus where we see the fancy outwork nature. On each side her stood pretty dimpled boys like smiling cupids with divers colored fans, whose wind did seem to cool the delicate cheeks, which they did cool, and what they undid, did.
Duke Ellington's portrait of Cleopatra on the barge in the Nile, titled Half the Fun.
Randy Halberstadt on piano. There's Philly Michael Brockman. The Seattle Shakespeare Company. Hannah, Dara, and George. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
That concludes part one of our presentation of the performance of Such Sweet Thunder, music by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, as presented at Kirkland Performance Center by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman, with actors from the Seattle Shakespeare Company, Hannah Lass, Dara Kinnan, and George Mount. Our thanks to the actors, to the performing arts unions, to the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. Thanks to Ryan Price, Titus, and crew at the Kirkland Performance Center, and special thanks to Howard Mostrom, who did house sound and assisted with the recording. And a special thanks to Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn for this fantastic music, Such Sweet Thunder. We'll hear the second part of the concert next week here on Jazz Northwest. I hope you'll be with us again then. Just a few items from our jazz calendar for the Seattle area for this coming week. Sergio Mendez and Brazil 2014 are performing tonight at Demetrio's Jazz Alley for the final time. Anton Schwartz Quintet, featuring Eric Reed and Dominic Farinacci, will be at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. Arturo Sandoval plays the rest of next week. The Jazz Police Big Band are playing this afternoon at Tula's, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight. David Marriott, who was heard on trombone with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, will lead his own big band there on Monday night. And the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's on Tuesday. Tonight at the Royal Room, the Jazz Ed Ensemble 1 and Jim Knapp's String Orchestra Scrape are performing. The University of Washington Studio Jazz Ensemble plays at Meany Theater on Monday night, and the Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum this month features Jovino Santos Neto's Quintetto next Thursday, and the Blue Street Jazz Voices will perform at Broadway Performance Hall next Saturday. Climate Change with Dennis Hastings plays at the Water Street Cafe in Olympia Saturday night. For more live jazz around the area, see the KPLU Jazz Calendar, earshot.org, and for daily updates, seattlejazzscene.com. In the few minutes remaining on today's show, here's a short piece from Anton Schwartz's new CD, Flash Mob. This is the group which will be appearing Tuesday and Wednesday at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Anton Schwartz on tenor sax and Dominic Farinacci on trumpet, and Anton's composition titled Swamp Thang. It's from the new CD by Anton Schwartz, Flash Mob. With Anton Schwartz on tenor sax, Dominic Farinacci on trumpet, they'll be playing at Dimitrios Jazz Alley next Tuesday and Wednesday night. I'm planning on being there. Hope to see you there as well. We'll also be at the Seattle Art Museum next Thursday night for Jovino Santos Neto Quinteto Art of Jazz Concert. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community.